For more information, visit schools.nyc.gov/hello or call 311.
WBAI New York at 99.5 FM and WBAI.org on the web. It's 7 a.m. in New York, and coming up next is What's Going On Today. Guest hosting is Katia Stitt. Please stay tuned.
There's far too many of you die.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some loving here today. Picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
And good morning, WBAI listeners. My name is Katia Stitt, and I am really honored and thrilled to be with my New York family and surrounding area family this morning, subbing for Felipe Luciano on What's Going On. This morning, we have a very special program planned in that we're honoring the iconic Anna Mae Bullock, of course, also known as Tina Turner, who passed away, left us all too soon, even at the age of 83, from a stroke and kidney failure. And so we wanted to take a moment because she loomed larger than life. We'll delve into the details of her life that weren't always magical, but Tina made us believe that indeed, magic was possible, centering, grounding was possible, a positive attitude was possible. She was not only an artist, she was a fierce Black woman, amplifying the voices of Black women. She was a Buddhist. She was a mother who experienced heartbreak with the loss of one of her sons. So we're going to look at all of that this morning, but mostly we're going to look at the music. And I want to also let you know, of course, we are in our spring pledge drive. Forgive me, I'm a little nervous. I am usually on WPFW, so I'm a little nervous because I want to do a good job for the New York audience. You all mean so much to me, the city and surrounding areas, and of course, the WBAI staff. We have a goal this morning of $700 between now and 8 a.m. The number to call 212-209-2950. You can also pledge online at give2wbai.org. And we ask that you support this free speech radio, this media outlet that supports you. And you all can kick us off right now as we go to the music and we listen a bit. Get us started. I know there's someone within the sound of my voice that wants to support WBAI, that wants to honor Tina Turner and all of her contributions as a human being. You know, this is the beauty about Pacifica Radio, right? We go beyond just the fame and the fortune. We're going to take you to the artistry. We're going to take you to the heartbreak. We're going to discuss and we're going to open the phone lines at the bottom of the hour so you can join the conversation about Tina Turner. There might be things that you're going to tell me that I don't know. And that's beautiful. That is how we share. This is a call and response, but we are able to do all of that because of your support. 212 209-2950. Give number two, BAI, give number two, WBAI.org. And Michael, if you would please take us to Box Top, which is Tina's first recording where she's credited as Little Ann. And it's actually an Ike Turner recording. She's credited as Little Ann on this recording, singing backup vocal. So we are just letting you hear that. So even there, the power of her voice comes through, even as she's only singing the hooks and backup vocals. Let's take a listen to Box Top, 1958, Tina Turner.
Box Top. Just outside that door.
Clap your hands.
Still sing.
You just swing.
Don't be ashamed.
Be a man. Go on and dance. Just outside that door. Clap your hands.
They'll sing.
You just swing.
Don't be ashamed.
Be a man. Go on and dance.
Box Top.
Let's rock. Don't let it stop.
You bet not.
Oh, Box Top.
Go on and hop.
Let's do the top.
Box Top.
There's something on my mind. Won't somebody please tell me what's wrong?
You just a fool. You know you ain't love
what you say.
You
hate
the good, you hate the bad. You hate the good,
and
sometimes the bad.
One more time.
You know you love him, but you can't
talk
about. Why he treats you like you do when he's such a good man.
Listen, he's got me smiling when I should be ashamed. Got me laughing when my heart is in pain. Oh, now I must be a fool. Cause I'll do anything he wants me to do.
You know you're in love.
And one more time.
You got to face it. Don't you live in love. You hate the good. I'm along with the bad. Sometimes you're happy. And sometimes you're sad.
One more time.
You know you love me, but you can't on your back. Why he treats you like you do when he's such a good man.
We're like a man. I don't want to live. You think I'm lying, but I'm telling you like it is. Got my nose open and that's no lie. And I'm gonna keep a him.
You when he's such a good man.
This wave of action, he's not up to date. The truest man that I ever heard. I trust my man in all that he do. And I'll do anything he wants me to do. I'll come.
You got the
And we just heard both Box Top and A Fool in Love. And as we said, Box Top was the first time we hear Little Ann, as she was known then, when she was with Ike Turner's Kings of Rhythm on recording in 1958. And then we followed that up with A Fool in Love, which is the debut single by Ike and Tina Turner. This is where she first sings lead, where the recording itself was one of the first R&B recordings to successfully cross over to the pop charts and become a million, and it became a million seller. Good morning. If you're just joining us, this is What's Going On. My name is Katia Stitt. I'm sitting in for Felipe Luciano. And of course, you have a wonderful group of morning hosts here on What's Going On. And you can hear Bob Henley on Mondays. Frenchie Davis is your host. Host on Tuesdays, Linda Sarsour, our dear sister, on Wednesdays, Felipe Luciano Thursdays, and Johanna Fernandez will be with you tomorrow. If you understand the importance of WBAI, if what we do on our air enriches your life, if there is something that you learn or something that you can share with others, something you take away when you leave BAI, please support that which supports you now. Again, you can do that very easily by pledging at 212-209-2950, or you can go to give to WBAI.org and the number 2, BAI.org. I just want to read for you the tweet that Barack Obama sent, which says, Tina Turner was raw. She was powerful. She was unstoppable, and she was unapologetically herself, speaking and singing her truth through joy and pain, triumph and tragedy. Today, we join fans around the world in honoring the queen of rock and roll, not the queen of soul. We know that's Aretha, but the queen of rock and roll and a star whose light will never fade. And Tina said this, which is so important, and something I tell my daughters, and I'm sure many parents do, my daughter, at every moment, we always have a choice, even if it feels as if we don't. Sometimes that choice may simply be to think a more positive thought. She says, people think my life has been tough, but I think it's been a wonderful journey. The older you get, the more you realize it's not what happened. It's how you dealt with it. It's how you get up. And WBAI helps you to get up every morning, no matter what's going on in your life. It is that balm in Gilead. And so if you understand the importance of independent media, if you understand the importance of Pacifica Radio there in New York, in the belly of the beast, WBAI, and their storied reputation and legendary programming, it is your turn to become a supporter of WBAI. I'm going to bring in my friend, Michael G. Haskins, thank you so much for joining me this morning. Michael, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing just great, Katia. It's fantastic to have you with us. I've kind of waited for this opportunity for a while because I know of your work at WPFW, and your work there is incredible. You working with the producers, the hosts. We appreciate you so very much, and we appreciate the collaboration with WPFW too. I really love that and should be done more throughout our network. But The fact that people were kind of lined up outside the Apollo Theater yesterday in tribute to Tina Turner, it was a wonderful thing to see, honking horns and showing their, expressing their love. And we hope that you will do that as well, this special program today honoring Tina Turner by calling our pledge line. We're in a fundraising drive. Did you know that? Did you kind of missed that? Well, you shouldn't have. We're in a fundraising drive. This is the spring fundraising drive. And as Katia has said and will be saying throughout this hour, as we honor Tina Turner, asking you to make that call in support of this commercial-free listener-sponsored radio station, WBAI, 212-209-2950 or WBAI.org. That's a website, or give to, number 2, give to WBAI.org. Tia?
Thank you, Michael. And you're so right. You know, we do a lot of collaboration with WBAI because there's a synergy there and there's an understanding, sometimes even an unspoken one. Linda and I will call each other if something happens, like, what are we doing? You know what I mean? Like yesterday, Linda was immediately, Tina Turner, what are we doing? And I love working with my New York folks. And, you know, I'm loving hearing, I wish I could have been there at the Apollo in Harlem. It must have been electric yesterday, as people remember, you know, in the Guardian's obituary of her, it said Turner affirmed and amplified Black women's formative stake in rock and roll, defining that era of music to the extent that Mick Jagger admitted to taking inspiration from her high-kicking, energetic live performances for his stage persona. But, you know, I think of so many women of that era. I think of a Betty Davis. I think of our beloved Nona Hendricks, whom we're still, you know, so thankful to have with us and to see. And that rawness, that edginess that comes from this Black rock idiom that really Tina helped to craft and create. Viola Davis, who is a survivor herself, you know, she says, iconic, beautiful, a survivor, brilliance, our first symbol of excellence and unbridled ownership of sexuality. You were my childhood. I mean, it doesn't get better than that, you know, when you think about it. And this is what Tina means for so many. And, you know, Michael, the thing that is beautiful about Tina Turner, she never hid when things were rough. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yeah, she didn't, sure. From the very beginning, didn't hide when things were rough. She was right out front with us. She was open. And she said, yes, I'm experiencing pain, heartbreak, sorrow, but I'm getting up and I'm doing this music. And I'm going to show the world that this music is power. And I am going to rise from the ashes. And she did that and became an iconic figure celebrated all around the world, hailing from Brownsville, Tennessee, born on November 26, 1939. She picked cotton as a child with her family and believed that her family did not love her when she was a little girl. Mm. You know, we have so many lessons to take away from Tina's life. And there is so much music that really shows the power and the rawness. We want you to go to the phones. I hope this is a riveting listen for you. We are nervous because we want to do a good job. So help me help WBAI by pledging your support. A modest goal of $700 right now. 212-209-2950. Again, 212-209-2950. I'm sure that Felipe Luciano would be with us right now, you know, bigging us up, bigging Tina up, saying, yes, this is what we do. We want to make him proud. We love his programming, mm-hmm. and we want to make him proud and make sure we make his goal today. Michael, if we could, why don't we, if it's okay with you, could we go back to the music? We want to go right now to Nutbush City Limits, which again, you really begin to see, and it's a beautiful kind of duet setting. You begin to see, though, this burgeoning Black rock aesthetic that was just brands who Tina is. And we're going to follow that up with a song that needs no introduction. So I'm going to keep you guessing for a minute, and then we're going to come back. And by that time, it might be time to open the phones. We hope you will join us. Michael, do you have that number for opening the phone so people can get ready to call at the bottom of the hour?
I sure do. That number is 212-209-2877. But don't forget the pledge line now. It's really
That's
important.
Right.
It's a modest goal, as Katia. It's a modest goal of $700 this hour. Call the pledge line at 212-209-2950. Supporting WBAI and the access to this information that we bring you on a regular basis. Katia, thank you so much for being here today and taking time out of which is a busy schedule for you, because I know you have that home radio station, WPFW, to shepherd. So we really appreciate you being here today.
It's my pleasure and honor, and I'm having such a good time, and I can't wait to talk to the listeners. And as Michael said, though, I want you to call and say, listen, I just pledged, and now I want to say this about Tina. I just pledged, you know, and now I've supported Felipe Luciano's show. And now I want to say this about Tina. So don't forget that pledge line first, if you can, 212-209-2950. And we also know, Michael, if I can make this last point, that there are those within the sounds of our voices who have done very well in life. And now is the time to do good, because guess what? Not everyone that listens to BAI can afford to pledge. We know that it is tough times for some people. Folks are struggling. We know that a young Anna Mae Bullock may not have been able to pledge to BAI, but there is someone else out there that can do that work. If that is your work to do because you've done well and you want to do good, step up right now, 212-209-2950. As again, we listen to Nutbush City Limits. I hope you're as excited by this piece of music as I was listening to it. Again, a burgeoning Black Rock aesthetic we will hear. And then following that up with a song that needs no introduction. And hopefully these songs are the elixir that will get the fundraising going for this morning. A modest goal of $700. Let's do it together, folks.
One thing, you see, we never ever do nothing nice and easy. We always do it nice and rough. But we're gonna take the beginning of this song and do it easy. But then we're gonna do the finish rough. It's where we do Proud Mary. Rolling, rolling, rolling. story now. Left a good job in the city, working for my man every night and day, and I never lost one minute of sleep, and I was worrying about the way the thing might have been. They will keep on turning. Ooh, the primary keep on burning. And we're rolling.
Proud Mary right there on WBAI, just what we needed, right? You know, Tina talked about chanting just being sound and rhythm. And sound and rhythm is power, and it's no different than singing. And we know the power, the healing power of music. And so she tapped into that healing power to get through some of the toughest times in her life, being estranged from her sons, the loss of one of her sons last year. So many, of course, the 2 decades of abuse suffered with at the hands of Ike Turner. So many times in her life, she turned to music. She turned to sound power to get her through. And WBAI is also sound power. We bring you the news, the information, the music, the culture, the public affairs that you need to calibrate your life, your day. And if you understand that and appreciate that, please, we want to make this goal for Felipe Luciano today. This is What's Going On. I'm the guest host, Katia Stitt, and we want to make him proud. $700 to go. The number to call to make your pledge of support, 212-209-2950. Pledge online right now at give2wbai.org. And remember, you don't have to do it all at once. You can become a WBAI buddy, a sustaining member, 10, 15, 20, 100, whatever fits your budget monthly. Please commit that to supporting WBAI in New York. We have to support that which supports us. And we know that freedom is not free. WBAI and Pacifica Radio allows you airwaves without commercials. You don't have to be sold something or told something to do to better your life, to improve this, that, and the other. You just simply need to have a terrestrial radio and to have ears, to be blessed, to have ears that can listen and take in the information. And the beautiful thing is that part is free. Taking in information is there for all of us. You know, wisdom is there for all of us, but WBAI consolidates it and offers it to the community in such a beautiful and profound way and has done so for decades, a storied, legendary station right in your midst here in New York City. 212-209-2950 to pledge your support. Give to WBAI. Again, we are celebrating Tina Turner today, and we want to keep going. I just want to let you know what Bette Midler, who, as you know, is a great friend of Tina Turner, said. She says, "Our beloved Tina Turner has died. From Nutbush to the top, she was an absolutely brilliant performer and inspiration to us all. May flights of angels sing her to her rest. But if I know Tina, she is singing lead." And indeed she is. She will be singing lead in our hearts and minds for a long time to come. Michael, where are we in this pledge drive? I don't know if you can see it or not. And then also, could you offer the number? We want to offer, we want to open the phone lines now so we can get in your comments, your recollections, your appreciations, your comments about Tina Turner right now.
Right now. And that number is 212-209-2877. 212-209-2877. I apologize. My back was turned. I was focused on making sure this music got played correctly. So we'll take your calls at 212-209-2950. That's the pledge line. 212-209-2950 is the pledge line. But to call in with your recollections, your remembrance of Tina Turner. Perhaps you saw her live. Did you see her live? I didn't. I never got to see her live, unfortunately. But I'm sure you want to share that with all of us, with the WBAI audience. And that number is 212-209-2877. I have my eye on the phone. By the way, WBAI is sound power. What do you say, Katia? Sound
power. That's right. Sound power.
I like that. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be using that going
Please.
Forward. Sound power. We're waiting on you for your phone calls here in the studio to talk with Katia Stitt, who is sitting in for Felipe Luciano this morning. We are celebrating Tina Turner. Call us now, 212-209-2877, but make that pledge. Make that call of support to WBAI at 212-209-2877. And Katia, as soon as these calls come into the studio, I'll let you know.
Okay, that is great. In the meantime, I want to share with you what Mick Jagger, and you know they had a long relationship, of course. They duetted in 1985, Live Aid. Back in the day, we were all watching. He says, "I'm so saddened by the passing of my wonderful friend, Tina Turner. She was truly an enormously talented performer and singer, and of course, taught him so much about rock and roll." Let's be clear there. You know, so many people took from Anna Mae Bullock, from Nutbush, Tennessee, and again, she recalls, think about it, this is a woman that as a child, she recalls picking cotton with her family. And she sang in the tiny towns church choir. And then in St. Louis, when they were split up, her and her sisters, three sisters, the three of them were split up. She went to St. Louis with grandparents to live. And she sang her way into Ike Turner's band there. And she understood what we are calling sound power right now. Do you understand that? That to have a beautiful station like WBAI is a privilege and an honor, completely commercial free, completely commercial free. That is no small thing to submit to. It is no small thing to be successful at for decades. And we do that with your support. This is a, you know, I come from music, right? My father was a musician. This is a call and response kind of thing that we have going with our Pacifica stations, with BAI, right? We put the call out there. We sing a line. You come back with the chorus. And the chorus in this case is you support that which supports you. You make that call that makes the difference right now. The number again, 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. Again, it is not what knocks us down, but how we get up. And that is what is freedom. And WBAI is freedom, you know, the complete freedom. Freedom with our airwaves. People are not censored. We don't have to talk about Tina in a certain kind of way. We don't have to limit ourselves to, you know, only the hits. We can go into the crates and pull out those songs that have meaning in terms of the trajectory of this girl from Nutbush and play them for you and not worry about a music director saying, no, we're not doing that era. We're only staying here. We're only going 1984 forward. You know, we can go back and we can remember all of whom Tina Turner was. And that's what we're doing this morning. You know, we're saying a fare thee well to Anna Mae Bullock this morning. Tina Turner, one of the greatest Black women that ever graced this earth. So please make that call that makes a difference. 212-209-2950. We're going to move back into the music if we can, Michael, while we wait for calls. Is that okay?
Oh, that's fine. Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, very good. So right now we're going to go to the song River Deep, Mountain High, which again was a very big hit for Tina Turner when she was with Ike Turner. And then we're going to go to a little gem, an acoustic version of I Can't Stand the Rain. Tina doing that cover. And hopefully then you'll give us a call on the air. We'd love to speak to you. We cannot wait to have a conversation with you about Tina Turner, about sound power, about what WBAI means to you. And we are looking forward to your call of support. 212-209-2950. And Michael, if you could give the number to call the studio to be on air with us one more time, it would be greatly appreciated.
Sure thing. That is 212-209-2877. You all know that number. You know it because you call it regularly. So give
and
a
I
call.
Know they know it because when we do joint programming, yes, we have many BAI callers. So
there you go. All right. So make that call now as we go to the music. Back to celebrating Tina Turner over WBAI with Katia Stitt. Thank you so much, Katia, for being here.
My pleasure.
When I was a little girl, I had a rag doll, only doll I've ever owned. Now I love you just the way I love that rag doll, but only now my love has grown. And it gets and it gets deeper. Let me say
I Can't Stand the Rain, Tina Turner, this morning on Felipe Luciano's show. And I know that what you're hearing, and even the person you're hearing, first of all, I must say good morning. Where are my manners? This is Katia Sitt, sitting in for Felipe Luciano, whom I do know well and whose show I love. And I know it's not what you're used to hearing, right, in this hour, but we're trying to bring you something different. We're honoring an icon. We hope that you will embrace it and show your support of WBAI in this moment. And he would normally be here with you. And again, I say support that which supports you. WBAI is always here. It is listener-supported radio. It is a member of the Pacifica radio station. We want to honor you, and we want to bring you into this conversation about Tina Turner, whatever you want to say about her. I mean, she's a phenomenal talent. We really cannot say enough about all that she did in life and all that she showed us how to do, you know, to hold your head high. You know that song, when you walk through a storm, Michael, hold your head up high and don't be afraid of the dark. Mm-hmm. That's who Tina Turner was. Walk on, walk on. And we are doing that this morning. We're trying to walk on and make Felipe Luciano proud. You have such a great morning lineup on WBAI. And we ask, please go to the phones right now. The number again to call is 212-209-2950. Michael, and we also, you can do it online to give the number 2WBAI.org. And since we cannot see the pledge tally, we're assuming that we still need $700 for this hour. We have 13 minutes before Democracy Now to do that. And we can do that together, folks, never without you. You give us life. You give us sustenance. We are nothing without our member supporters. And we thank you to all those who have called previously. I was listening to the show before I came on the air, and we're going to thank you throughout the day for all those that will call. But right now, we ask you in this moment to take a few moments out of your morning. We know you're busy. You're getting ready for work, maybe getting children ready for school, maybe getting elders prepared for the day. Whatever you are doing right now, you have WBAI there in the background, and you're listening, which means it is giving you something vital to your life. And if you understand that freedom is not free, that having airwaves that speak truth to power 24/7, $365 days a year is not for free, then please join us in this mission. 212-209-2950. Michael, what is that phone number? We only have a few minutes left, but we might be able to get in a few callers if they come. And so what is that number?
The number
to join
is,
the conversation?
Sure, is 212-209-2877. In fact, I had the phone in my hand now with the listener. I'm going to bring that listener on.
Beautiful. Yay.
We are kind of running down on time. So please call us now. Take your calls on the air at 212-209-2877. Okay, hold on, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see if we can bring that caller to the air right now. Yep, I think you're there, caller. Caller, you're on the air. You're with Katia Stitt.
Okay,
good morning.
How are you?
I am great, sister. Can you speak up just a little bit so I can hear you?
Yes,
just a little better.
Yes, I'm calling from the Bronx. It's Ethel.
Whoa, Boogie Down Bronx. Yes, thank you.
And it's the only borough with an article. I say, duh, Bronx.
Right. That's right.
And I just want to say thank you to you two and the people at WBAI. I wish that I could afford more. I would donate $1 million, honestly.
Aww.
Just like that at a drop of a hat. I did do a little donation earlier in April, but I just wanted to give, my condolences to the Turner family. Big up to Miss Tina Turner. She was something else. And my dad would play all kinds of music in the house. And then I pass that on to my daughter, and she does it with her children. And this is
beautiful.
How we get exposure to music, because music is something else. And it's so powerful because it brought me back to the time when he was playing that music in the house. And Tina was something else. She gave her all and beyond. And I say, rest in peace, rest in power. And may you continue, you know? So I won't forget her.
That is such a beautiful. Oh, it's our pleasure. And you know, sis, that's such a beautiful sentiment. Thank you for taking the time out to call. I've spent much time in the Bronx. It's one of the favorite parts, my favorite parts of the city. Very special musically, a long musical tradition there. And, you know, Tina did it for all of us, right? She showed us
how to
do it musically. And when you said music is something else, music is life. Music is power.
It's
what gets you through when there's nothing else that will soothe you. So thank you so much. And thank you for your pleasure support.
Yes,
absolutely.
And tell Mr. Felipe that I always try to get in touch with him. He's another person that's really out there for the cause and for the people.
Absolutely.
And indeed he is. Thank you for being there.
It's my pleasure. And Michael getting me here too and helping. Thank Michael as well.
He's amazing. I said he must have a bed there. Because I always hear him.
Well, have a beautiful day. Have a beautiful day, sis. Thank you for calling in.
Hope to meet you one day. Thank you.
I would love that. I would love to meet the BAI listeners one day. That'd be fantastic.
Well, Katia, I know I'm looking at the clock as we have to do. Samori Marksman used to say, we are under the tyranny of the clock. So we have a few minutes. We have a few minutes left to go. You want to get one more song before we move out of here?
Yeah, if we could. I think we will go to a beautiful version of, it's so hard. Let's see. Why don't we go to another hero? Do I have time to sign off afterwards to come back and say one last pitch and say goodbye?
We'll have to move quickly, though. So let me find that and get that all straightened out for us. Which one do we want?
So we're going to go with another hero because I think most people recognize it was hard because we also have Try a Little Tenderness, which is beautiful as well, but we're going to go with another hero and maybe we'll have a few minutes to say goodbye to our WBAI audience and give one last pitch and thank everyone for listening.
We are the one they left.
We don't need another hero. We can be our own heroes. That is what Tina Turner taught us. That song says, love and compassion, their day is coming. Their day is here, y'all. Love and compassion. That is just a part of what WBAI is. It's a wonderful part. Again, I was so privileged to be with you this hour. My name is Katia Stitt. I've been sitting in for Felipe Luciano, who will return to you next week. And of course, tomorrow you'll have Johanna Fernandez with What's Going On. We hope that you will keep the calls of support coming. Again, WBAI supports you. We must all support that which supports us. We, as Tina supported us, so must we support everything that supports us. 212-209-2950. This radio station is a gift. Give to the number 2, WBAI.org. I look forward to doing it again. Again, this hour has been spent honoring Anna Mae Bullock. Anna Mae Bullock, also known as Tina Turner. Michael Gaskins, thank you so much. Linda Perry, love you. Thank you so much. And I hope to join the BAI family another time.
Well, Katia, thank you so much for being with us. We're just about the top of the hour here in New York City. We're at 99.5 FM and WBAI.org on the web. We thank you, Katia. We thank all of you. This collaboration with WPFW, I believe, is golden, and I love it, and I love working with Katia Stitt. Looking forward to doing more of that in the future. Thank you all so very much for tuning in. Democracy Now! Is coming up next, so please stay tuned for that. We are listener-sponsored and commercially free. That's right. Thanks to listeners just like you. We have been on the air since 1960. Can you believe that? Since 1960 in the center of the FM dial in New York City. Again, thanks to you. The number, make that call right now in support of WBAI. We had the program director of WPFW with us today, guest hosting, sitting in for Felipe Luciano today. Thank you again to Katia Stitt. Democracy Now! Upcoming. Do stay right where you are.
And when I'm at work, I get a tofu vegetable stir fry.
I like to get a whole wheat veggie hummus wrap for lunch.
Fresh, frozen, canned, or dried, eat a whole lot more plant foods when you can. For free recipes, resources, and food assistance, call 311 or visit nyc.gov/nutrition. Eating mostly plant foods like fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and beans is good for your health. I use beans instead of meat in my grandmother's jerk-style recipe. And when I'm at work, I get a tofu vegetable stir-fry.
I like to get a whole wheat veggie hummus wrap for lunch.
Fresh, frozen, canned, or dried, eat a whole lot more plant foods when you can. For free recipes, resources,